Hi guys, welcome to Friday Tech Talks. Today we go over Facebook being in trouble again, and a diskless Xbox One X. So, in terms of Facebook, they have found out that they've reportedly been storing millions of user passwords in plain text. Yes, I did just say plain text, since 2012. That is just... I can't explain. If you want to hack someone's Facebook account, go ahead. They've been using it in plain text since 2012. That's just crazy. Like, the privacy of your password. You expect whatever website you're using to store your password perfectly. But no. Facebook, just plain text. It's pointless. It triggers me so much. Anyway, in terms of diskless Xbox One X, I'm not sure if this is a good idea or a bad idea. So, apparently it's going to release around May. That's what we've been hearing, that's what people have been suggesting, I guess. And in terms of diskless consoles, I'm not against them, but I'm not for them. Because, you know, I have a few disk games. I don't use them at all. Most of them. And they're quite pointless, they just sit on my shelf doing nothing. I'd rather buy stuff online, so like FIFA, Black Ops 4, I've got online, both of them. I've literally got everything. Okay. But, diskless Xbox One X. Is that a bit too far? Like, you can't just go into town and see a game you like, buy it, and then shove it into your Xbox. It just doesn't work like that anymore, apparently, according to this new Xbox One S. I think for some people it's going to be a good idea, but for some people it's going to be bad. It's just going to be kind of separated. Because for some people it'll be useful. Like, if you can't be bothered to get up and walk into town, or wherever, and buy an Xbox game, or just order it, and you want to get it there instantly, forget about the download speeds, just... Actually, we need to remind ourselves of the download speeds, because they're terrible. Diskless Xbox One X. Xbox One S. I think it's actually quite good. Personally, because all of my stuff is online, pretty much. I got it just downloaded to my Xbox. I don't really have any disc games. I completely forgot where my disc cases are. They just completely disappeared. I'm just looking around my room now. They completely gone. I don't use them at all. Anyway, so moving on. You can now Skype video chat with up to 50 people. 50. Who would want 50 people calling? What? Like, I mean, for business meetings, possibly. I don't think it'd be as big as 50 people, though. Maybe for stuff online, like meetings, like I said. Stuff like that. But surely an everyday person isn't going to have 50 people willing there and then to video call. Also, how's that going to manage to connect? Like, you've got 50 people's different connections trying to, like, connect to each other's. That's going to be the laggiest stuff I've ever seen. So, apology guys, my recording just cut out. Sorry about that cough. And, 50 people. The connection is going to be terrible. But, on another note, you've got Facebook is working on VR avatars that look just like you. Don't know much about this article, a week ago. So it's like, as soon as I finished the episode, I went on the news, found this, I was like, you know what, let's include it in next week's episode. That's good. So, you got avatars that look just like you, and Facebook are trying to make it. I don't actually know what's going on. There's no description for this at all, it just says it. So I don't know what's actually happening to do with this. But in terms of MySpace, it reportedly deleted years of music by accident. Let's just let that set in. Years of music by accident. So someone just work in there, you know, just deletes everything. Years of music. And apparently it took people months to notice. So that's always good. It's great. Love it. Years of songs. That I wouldn't trust MySpace if you're a creator out there. Not that anybody would be listening to this podcast that is a creator, but just warning you. Don't use MySpace. Don't use MySpace. Just don't. Don't use MySpace. This Donald Trump. Yep, Donald Trump. He's very angry. Says here, President Trump was not happy. Facebook temporarily blocked the White House's official page because it acted like a bot. Wait, hang on. A White House official's page because it acted like a bot. You know, someone who works at the White House is a bot, of course. What else can they be? Just, obviously, they're going to be a bot. Crazy. I can't really think of anything today, guys. I'm so sorry. I've got a load of stories, but I'm just dead. I'm so tired. So also, it's Nintendo is thinking about launching its own gaming phone. Right. Launching its own gaming phone. I mean, Nintendo gaming is pretty cool. As you guys might have known from last episode, I think I mentioned it a bit. I got a Switch. Got a Nintendo Switch. I got Super Smash Bros. Like last weekend, I'm pretty sure. A few days after I made last episode. And it's quite good, but the controls are just so confusing. Like you try, it's like you expect it to be like kind of button mashing game, but it's not. You have to like swipe the thing and attack and stuff like that. It's confusing. I want to get back into it, but I've just not at all. Also, I have a friend called. Yes, Olivia, I am mentioning you. I have a friend called Olivia. She's gonna love this sound. This is so random, by the way, but it's some nice opening of the drink because we got a lot to talk about. Even though I said we haven't, but we still got a lot. So apparently, Cuphead is coming to Nintendo Switch in April. I played Cuphead on my Xbox. I raged at it so much. By the end of it, I was screaming. It made me so angry. Literally, it's such a hard game because you have to. In case you don't know what Cuphead is, it's like a really, really old style game. So it's got like cartoons, screens all like weird, like old TVs. And you basically just have to play through levels. It is the hardest game I've ever played, honestly. It generally made me rage so much. And then my brother started playing it. Yes, my brother started playing it. And it wasn't good. At all. Also, it's quite saddening. There was a shooting in New Zealand. I'm not sure if it happened last week or this week. I think it was quite recent. But apparently no one reported the video because the shooter was doing a live stream. And it's reported that no one actually reported the video to Facebook. It's crazy. Who doesn't report something like that? Because you don't want to watch someone just shoot places. Also, they're trying to link it to PewDiePie. Because one of the alligator shooters shouted, "Remember, lads, subscribe to PewDiePie." And that's a quote. "Remember, lads, subscribe to PewDiePie." So they're trying to link it to him now, obviously, because He gets in all the big stories now. Oh yeah, it's his fault. It's definitely his fault. And they're also trying to put it into the gaming industry. What has the gaming industry got to do with a shooting in New Zealand? Because someone shooted subscribe, just shouted subscribe to PewDiePie. It's just not normal at all. You can't pin it on the gaming industry just because a shooting happened and someone shouted subscribe to PewDiePie. I'm trying to think of a comparison, but nothing actually compares to that. It just doesn't. Just no. No thanks. Also, I have to talk about. I don't have much information on this, but apparently Google's making their own, like, gaming streaming platform. Pretty sure, called, like, Stadia or something like that. I have to read more into it. I'll probably include it next episode. If not, just read up yourself. But a new from Netflix. It's crazy. Oh wow. PUBG Mobile is testing a 6 hour per day limit in India. Okay, let me just read you this. PUBG is under fire in India after reportedly causing deaths in multiple instances. What? 6 hour per day restriction on mobile. Why? What? How? When? I'm so confused. 6 hours a day. So, people now can't have their own freedom when playing games. I mean, I can kind of guess. Like, I can kind of get why. Because if it's linked to a few deaths, you obviously want to stop it. But think of everybody else in the whole world. Like, people play Fortnite. I know Fortnite's terrible. I'm sorry for mentioning it again. But, you know, they play it so much. I just can't anymore. Anyway, this is going to be the end of today's podcast. It's kind of a bit confusing today because I am so dead. I am so tired. And to be honest, the news stories were a bit shabby this week. Gotta be honest. Come on, news. Be a bit better than that. Anyway, I'm going to see you guys next episode. Hope you liked me being dead and speaking and coughing randomly a lot. I promise I will try and improve with every episode. But without further ado, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.